Yo, what's up, world? What's goody, man? Y'all already know who it is. It's the boy DA, the realest, and I'm coming at y'all live for another quick episode, man. We got to discuss this Kawhi Leonard and DeMar DeRozan trade and why it makes sense for both teams. Let's look at the Kawhi side of things. He's made it clear he does not want to be in San Antonio no more. He wants to go off and do his own thing. So, as Popovich, you know, as being Spurs management, would you want him to walk? Or would you want to get something from him? Now, to me, DeRozan is not a bad choice at all. But my thing is, I don't think they were really looking for another long-term decision. I think they were just looking to get rid of Kawhi for something. And they also acquired a first-round pick in that trade also. So that helps them. So if I'm the Spurs, if I really don't want DeRozan, I can go ahead and trade him somewhere else and possibly get another first-round pick. You know what I'm saying? And you'll start to build there because their system is proven. So that it's not like they need a team full of stars to get to the playoffs. Of course, Golden State is strong. LA is now strong. So they're still a couple notches under and a couple years away from reaching back to the finals. But he knows how to build. You know what I'm saying? He knows how to build. And I think it'll work out very well for them at the end of the day. Now, for Toronto, I think this was we're ready to move on from DeRozan. We don't want to overpay him because at the end of the day, he's not getting you nowhere. You know, even with LeBron being moved out of the East, now he goes to the West. So he's pretty pissed off. And honestly, if I'm Toronto, I wouldn't even have paid Lowry, but one of them had to go. Like, the combination just wasn't good enough. And to get swept by that Cavs team, and the Raptors easily had the deepest team in the East. So to go out like that, man, it's pretty bad. So there's no way I'm going to offer DeRozan or pay him $170 million, $180 million. That's just not going to happen. So now that you have Kawhi, do I see Kawhi signing there long term? Absolutely not. I mean, they would probably have to get to the finals for that to happen. But and I think in the East, it's very doable because a lot of the other teams are young. Boston is a great team. Sixers are a good team. They're on the come up, but they're still young as well. So if I'm Kawhi, and I don't think Kawhi honestly is going to sign there, but I think they'll definitely try to make the best out of it because even looking at the Raptors roster, they're still very deep, you know, so they might even try to trade him, you know, to the West because he wants to be a Laker. So they might try to get some of them young pieces from there, and which I think is a very smart idea. Now, Kawhi still has to prove that he can play at that same level because he is eligible for a Supermax. You're talking about $220 million, $230, something around that range. So I think this was more about getting rid of DeRozan more than actually wanting Kawhi. So we're definitely going to see how that plays out. I think Kawhi can be the LeBron in the East, you know. I think he can get that team to a finals. It's a different system, but he's a two-way player, and I believe he is also that type of player that can play in multiple different systems because he's a freakish athlete, man. He plays defense great, and he plays offense great, you know what I'm saying? So there's nothing that would be missed from getting rid of DeRozan and adding Kawhi. It's actually an upgrade, you know what I'm saying? A person that's proven in the playoffs, who doesn't fold, who's clutch, can lead a team. So honestly, if I'm Toronto, I'm making them feel as good as possible. I'm giving them like power over personnel. Like, yo, who would you like to play with? Because we want you here. And it's probably going to be extremely hard to convince him because I think his mind is made up. He wants to go to L.A. I don't know how that will work with LeBron, but I think that may actually make LeBron even better. You know what I'm saying? Having that defensive player and that offensive player. So also with Rondo and them guys over there and Lonzo, LeBron can actually play off the ball, and who's going to be able to stop that, you know? So I think they're prepping up for Golden State, and I think that's why LeBron signed for 4 years. I honestly only seen him signing for maybe two, possibly three with that third player, with that third year being an option. So that was my quick take on it. I think the Raptors won in this. I think the Spurs won in this. You know what I'm saying? I don't think it was so much about getting Kawhi. I think it was getting rid of DeRozan. And for the Spurs, I think they can deal with DeRozan because he's still a good shooting guard. You know what I'm saying? He's still good, but I don't think he's going to be there for long. I don't see them trying to sign him. So that was my quick take on it. Let me know what y'all think. My Instagram page up for the Realest Podcast is DA_Realest01. Again, DA_Realest01. Follow me. It's a public page. You don't have to wait for me to approve your request or none of that. I pretty much follow everybody back. Leave any type of comments. Anchor, subscribe to my iTunes page. And shout out to the Queen. Styles by Erica Marie. Go follow her if you are in the Charlotte area. She kills the hair. She kills the lashes, man. She always has some type of specials going on. Very busy. Also, if you are a fitness guru or you looking for somebody to follow, I actually got two people for you to follow. My boy Chris Garrett and my boy Chris Vigiano. Vigiano is also on YouTube. He has up some amazing videos, man. Quality, everything is amazing. And he is vegan, so even if you need tips on the vegan and everything, meal preps, he's got it all for you. Chris, he is a fitness animal. He also has, he's a Grey Cup champion. The boy is just all around excellent, man. And he teaches from young to elderly people, man. He gets their bodies right. He also does meal prepping and everything. Also, go follow my boys on the Dotted Line podcast. They are also on iTunes. They are on Spotify. They are on Google Play. They are on Anchor. They're everywhere, man. It's my boys, Deshaun and Marquise. So it's been real. Again, this was my quick take on the Kawhi and DeRozan trade. Y'all be blessed. Let me know what y'all think. One.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.